Why oppose Boston Olympics 2024? Truth and Justice Radio attended a remarkable event in Jamaica Plain last week, where two very special speakers explained many of the reasons why it's important for us to join together and block our so-called leaders' plans to host the 2024 Olympics in the Boston area. The speakers were Cade Crockford of the Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts and Dave Zirin, author of 8 books and sports editor for The Nation magazine. A Q&A session ensued in which former state rep Diane Wilkerson rose to comment about the lack of local community inclusion in decision-making. Truth and Justice Radio was there to record, and we were privileged to be side-by-side with MIT radio producer David Goodman, who also recorded. We exchanged our respective recordings and have spliced and assembled the highest quality parts for broadcast here. One more step involved the laundering of several so-called naughty words. We think those words are perfectly appropriate in their contexts, but to ensure we stay out of trouble with the FCC, we've replaced them with synonymous, clean words. You are about to hear the results of our joint efforts. Cade Crockford spoke about the effects of the so-called security program that come with mega events like the Summer Olympics. Security is actually a code word for policing, surveillance, and reduction or elimination of citizens' rights. These programs are extraordinarily expensive, disruptive, slanted against minorities, and controlled by unaccountable players. Finally, they don't go away, even after the event is over. Here is Cade Crockford.